Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Sonny Jackson. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Lum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Didier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marty Perez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Jim Nash. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a pop-up towards short. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Fairley trying to get to third. Jackson throws the ball into Boyer, who tags Fairley for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a fly ball into right field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. One out. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Didier for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nash fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive towards short. Perez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. One out. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Nash reaches second base with a double. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nash moves to third. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nash scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground into left field. Gosger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gosger. Jackson scores. Garr goes all the way around to score. Milan moves to second. It's 3-0, Braves. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Braves. John O'Donohue now pitching. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0-for-1 in the game. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Nash. Staub moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier is 0 for 1 in the game. Didier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Perez reaches second base with a double. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Donohue covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine strikes out. One out. Mac Jones pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bateman moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Howie Reed now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Braves. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 2 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Expos 2. The Braves will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Braves. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0 for 2 in the game. Lum hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Braves. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier is 0 for 2 in the game. Didier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Nash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Howie Reed. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swoboda moves to second. Steve Barber now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milan catches it and throws to second with Perez covering, to double up Swoboda. Two outs. Coco LaBoy pinch hits for Jim Gosger. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ferry. The throw from Didier and he is safe. Ferry steals second. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. LaBoy reaches second base with a double. Ferry scores. It's 7-3, Braves. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Expos 3. The Braves will come to bat. Coco LaBoy now playing third base. Claude Raymond now pitching. Ron Swoboda now playing center field. Ron Brand now playing shortstop. Bob Bailey Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garr hits a line drive into right field. Staub picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Staub. Jackson goes all the way around to score. Garr moves to second. It's 8-3, Braves. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garr. The throw from Bateman and he is out, LaBoy applying the tag. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boyer. Bailey moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Bailey moves to third. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a line drive into right field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Expos 3. The Braves will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Boyer hits a line drive into right field. Staub picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Staub. Boyer moves to second. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lum hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-3, Braves. Bob Didier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Didier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Didier hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a line drive towards the mound. Raymond catches it and throws to first to double up Perez. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Claude Raymond. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Braves. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-4 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. LaBoy takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunt moves to third. LaBoy moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 10, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.